For CRI News, I'm Alexander Orcott. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is now in Britain for an official visit. Li Keqiang says he is looking forward to exchanging ideas with British leaders in a number of different fields. He's scheduled to meet with Prime Minister David Cameron as part of the trip. The Premier is leading a delegation of some 200-plus business leaders who are expected to sign deals worth more than $30 billion in the UK. Infrastructure, high-speed rail, nuclear energy and finance, as well as London's role as an offshore yuan trading hub, are expected to be key areas under discussion. Britain is the first leg of the Premier's European tour, which will also take him to Greece. The Chinese government is rejecting a suggestion by the Philippines for a region-wide ban on construction in the South China Sea. The suggestion comes amid allegations by the Philippines, which claims China is trying to accelerate an expansion agenda in the South China Sea. The Philippine government accusations come following the announcement of the construction of a school in Sancha, a Chinese city incorporated into the Shisha Islands. The Chinese government is calling on the Philippines to refrain from any provocative actions, adding that the Philippines is also constructing its own facilities on the island chain. 13 people have been executed for terrorist attacks and violent crimes in Xinjiang. The group has been convicted of participating in terrorist groups and committing illegal acts. All the death penalties were approved by the Supreme People's Court. The group was responsible for the death of some 24 people, including police officers and government officials. At the same time, three others connected to October's terrorist attack at Tiananmen Square in October have also been handed the death sentence. The three are among a group of 7 who have been convicted of assisting the attackers who launched the deadly assault on tourists in the heart of the capital last year, which left 2 tourists dead. The United Nations has decided to relocate its international staff out of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. The move comes as the Al-Qaeda-affiliated group, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, threatens to take its massive insurgency south into the heart of Iraq. The group already controls Iraq's second-largest city of Mosul. The Iraqi government has been calling for the help of the United States in beating back the insurgency. However, the Obama administration has so far been unwilling to commit resources, though Washington does say it's keeping all its options open. Moscow is demanding Kiev to take steps to ensure security for its diplomatic missions in Ukraine. The Russian embassy in Kiev was damaged in a protest over the weekend when around 100 protesters blockaded the embassy on Saturday, throwing rocks and smoke grenades at the building. Russia contends the Ukrainian authorities didn't do enough to stop the embassy from coming under attack. The call for more security comes on the heels of a decision by Russian gas giant Gazprom to cut off natural gas supplies to Ukraine after the two sides failed to reach an agreement about payments. A Palestinian group aligned with the Fatah movement has claimed responsibility for the kidnapping of Israeli teenagers. Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah, says the 3 missing yeshiva students are in safe hands in an area outside Hebron, where they were taken last Thursday. The claim has not been confirmed yet. The Israeli side is still pointing the finger at Hamas, which has denied its involvement. Israeli forces have closed roads, searched homes, and rounded up dozens of Palestinians since the kidnapping. They've also been launching airstrikes on suspected militant targets in the West Bank and have turned the Hebron region into a militarized zone. Radical Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for a deadly attack on a coastal Kenyan town this week, which left nearly 50 people dead. Al-Shabaab says the attack on the coastal town of Mpeketoni was in retaliation for the killing of Muslims by Kenyan security forces in the city of Mombasa. The radical Islamist group is also warning it will continue attacking targets in Kenya until the Kenyan government withdraws its troops from Somalia. Kenya is one of a number of African Union countries which is operating in southern Somalia in an attempt to uproot Al-Shabaab forces, which once controlled much of Somalia. The International Monetary Fund has sharply lowered its US economic growth forecast for this year. The IMF is projecting growth of just 2% for this year in the United States. This is down significantly from the 2.8% the IMF previously forecast. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says the degrading is based on the aging of the population and productivity trends in the United States. Despite the downward projection for this year, the IMF is maintaining its US growth projection of 3% for next year. For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott in Beijing.